Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Here we go. Look at this. Here we are again. By the way, in case anything sounds differently, right? Not that we'd notice anyway, because I mean, you'd have to be a professional or something to.
That's different to us, yeah.
But in case anybody thinks we sound a bit differently, we are in a different studio recording the podcast this week. We're in the studio next door. And also we're sitting down. That could affect things.
It might. It has a different dynamic, yeah. I feel much more relaxed in your company now than I normally do.
Really?
There's always, yeah.
Mind you, what am I saying? You're always sitting down. Oh, not for the podcast. The podcast, the only thing you get up for.
It's the only thing I get up
for. Takes a lot to get you up.
It does. I am a lazy git. It does. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's just that when you're standing up, there's always a feeling you might pounce at any moment.
All right, so you have to be ready to go for the door.
You've turned from less gorilla, more panda today.
Less gorilla, more werewolf.
Werewolves are still scary.
Now I'm relaxing.
Yeah, you're more koala today then. You know the way that things are.
Anyway, listen, it's good to have you with us, folks. I tell you something. Apparently, Clint has just reminded us that we missed out on a really significant event because we've been doing the podcast for a while. And apparently last week was our 40th actual podcast. Yeah, you could call it our sort of 40th anniversary podcast. We've done 40 of them.
40 episodes. That's been pretty good going now.
I can't believe anybody still listens.
Right, we're going to have to start promoting this a bit more. 40 of these things. I mean, it still feels like a private members club. Would you share the fucking thing, people, please? Hey, I mean, don't let us feel like we're talking to ourselves. Share it, like it, give it 5 stars. Even if you don't like it, do that. And then you can tell us you did it with public.
You see, every clown is out there promoting their podcast. Every clown has a podcast.
Oh, there's so many podcasts.
And here's two clowns, and we're only not even getting half the attention.
Well, at least ours isn't about anything. What does my head in is all these, you know, everybody's trying to be original now. So podcasts end up just being, very niche. That's what I find with a lot of podcasts. Like, and sometimes they start great, but they drag the arse out of them.
Yeah.
Like those Netflix documentaries, you know, the way you watch them and, it's a 7-part series and how did the man's phone end up in space or whatever. And you're like, they could have done this in 1 hour and it's over 6 hours. And they're interviewing French people going, "Last time I saw him charging the phone." And bad example.
No, but I like it. I like it.
You know what I mean?
Is that on Netflix at the moment? Because I'll probably watch that.
It actually doesn't sound like a bad show now that they say it.
Yeah, and you get people, and everybody loves a good bandwagon.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mention anything at all, and they're on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing is, everybody thinks their opinion on something. It's the most important opinion, isn't it?
Yeah, why can't people see everything from my point of view? It's like you're not listening or something. That's definitely a thing.
Anyway, so listen, so you heard it straight from PJ. Get for God's sake, do your feckin' jobs, will you? Get out there and tell people to listen to this thing. Make them. Force them to. We don't mind, actually.
Yeah, just force them.
There are times when, you know, I wouldn't go as far as violence, okay? I will draw the line at violence.
I have no problem with violence as long as it doesn't leave a scar. I leave a mark. It's just slap in the head.
As long as it can't come back to you, yeah. But come here, listen, I tell you something. There are some people listening.
Yeah, there definitely is,
right?
Yeah.
Because Clint gave us, as a sort of in honour of last week's 40th episode, Clint gave us a breakdown of the places that people listen to us.
Oh, did he?
Now,
really?
Not as in the Jacks or the kitchen.
Yeah.
Countries and all.
Right. Oh, no way, yeah.
So it won't come as any great surprise that the vast majority of listeners to this podcast come from Ireland.
Yeah, of course they do.
Can't shake them at all. They keep coming back.
You'll never beat the Irish.
That's it. And believe it or not, despite the many things you say to the contrary, the UK is our next biggest listener.
Isn't that mad, isn't it?
I mean, the amount of times you've slagged off everything from... It's just basically anything that's English, British, or anything else for that matter.
I have never done any such thing. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a great proprietor.
Sure, you're out there celebrating the Jubilee as we speak.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you something. I'll have me Union Jack flying out of the house. Royal Britannia with marmalade and jam. Remember that? 6 cream crackers up our arse. Go bam, bam, bam. I remember that in school.
What lyrical genius put that together?
We used to sing that in school.
Royal Britannia with what and
jam? Marmalade and jam.
6 cream crackers up your arse.
6 I think it's supposed to be the Queen.
Oh, Lizzie Bangers.
Yeah, 6 cream crackers up your arse goes bam, bam, bam. You know,
I hope that gets an airing now on fucking Sky News or something. Some lad in the crowd giving it.
Give her the loads of that. Yeah.
As she goes by in her carriage.
Yeah, as she goes
by. Six cream crackers over there.
Imagine that in Sky News. We're here today. We found an Irishman who's here to celebrate the Jubilee.
Yes, bringing the two nations together. So it's great to speak to you.
Great to speak. Have you anything to say? Six cream crackers over there. Go, bam, bam, bam.
Right. I have a feeling the UK won't be in second spot after this episode. But anyway. Then there's it's all over the place. It's the States. There's France is next, then the United States.
Of course, yeah. Then there's so many Irish here.
Then Australia. Should they probably have nothing to be doing in Australia?
In Australia,
what are they going to, what's there?
There's always feels like all the Australians are not in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, like, because they're so.
Actually, that's true. We're all there. We're all in Australia.
We're all in Australia, yeah. More Irish people. Yeah. That's what it must be.
Netherlands, Spain, Canada. So it goes down the list. There's all sorts.
What's the last and what's the least listened to?
Okay, well, I'll give you some of the ones towards the end, right? Like Malta is a strange one.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mind you, that's full of expats as well. Malta.
I think Malta's full. Well, yeah, because it's an English-speaking country as well.
Yeah.
Everybody forgets that.
Malta's a lovely place. I went there on holidays once.
I've heard it's deadly.
I liked it.
I'd love to go there.
Yeah. Singapore.
Singapore.
Sweden. And the last one on the list that he gave us is Thailand.
Thailand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who do we know in Thailand?
I don't know, but I love Thailand. I used to do a podcast before with Suzanne Cain, you know.
Yeah.
And we got banned in China.
Proper order,
we
too.
Yeah, because I called Hong Kong fake China. Oh, we were banned in Hong Kong, yeah.
Oh, right.
Because I called Hong Kong fake China. I don't even know why I said it.
Yeah.
But then
does this mean now...
We got an alert saying we were banned.
From this episode on, are we about to be banned now because you've just repeated it?
No, me? Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. A bit of publicity, Jim. We're banned again.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this week as well.
Well, although I haven't said that. Is there not somebody who texts the show from Thailand?
From Thailand? There is, I think. Yeah, there's probably some fella out there sunning himself on a scooter. Some ex-gangster or something on the run.
Yeah.
That's our audience.
Some sex tourist out there is probably...
No, jeez. Yeah. But I certainly hope not. And if you are out there,
don't be listening to someone else. Yeah. But I tell you, I wonder. Yeah, somebody should let us know. Actually, if you're listening, just send us, drop us a little email or something
of where you might be,
where you are, and how come you came across this buffoonery.
Come here, I have to tell you a story this week. I pulled off a master stroke, and I mean a master stroke this week, right?
Okay.
I spent, the way I spent all my money on a motorbike recently, so I basically in debt to the credit union for the rest of my life, right? And then I wanted to get back on a Vespa scooter.
Yeah.
Since, because that's what got me into bikes in the first place, riding Vespa. You know, back in the days when tax and insurance were a kind of more of an idea than a practicality.
They were an aspiration.
They were an aspiration, yeah. Years ago, like, now we were only young, so don't be judging me. Yeah. Three of us got done, for not having tax bites and all that, or insurance, maybe some people. we got brought into court, right?
Oh.
And this is back in the 90s now. And remember, like, back then, the guard, I don't know if it's still like that, thankfully I haven't been in court since, but you know the way the guard, we used to go by the guard, so it was his cases.
What are you saying to me? You know the way I was never in court. What are you trying to assume?
Yeah, really.
That's typically you. That's, you know what, you're guilty of profiling there. That's what you're guilty of. That's typically you. That's what's causing the problems in the world today. Just because I come from Finglas, you're profiling me.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not. He's known as Drive-By Jimmy in Finglas. That's what they call him. Who's Jim McCann? Drive-By Jimmy. Is that fella? Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely no Drive-By Jimmy, yeah.
God, completely.
That's why he lives up in the hills now. He can't go back to Finglas. There's too many bodies.
I mean, I'm in the witness protection program in Narnia.
Yeah, he's up in the witness protection program, and that's why his real name isn't Jim McCabe. But they took three of us, we were one after another at the court. Yeah. And the judge, someone caught driving a motorcycle in Colester, no tax, no insurance, and the judge was like £100, And then it was the next time.
Is that all it was, £100?
Yeah, it was, which was more money then, I suppose. But then someone caught driving another person, no tax, no insurance, in Colester, and just went £100. And then the last guy was up,
right.
And he goes, another man, caught driving a motorbike in Colester. The judge went, what in the name of God is going on in Colester? £250. Yeah.
Will these people ever learn? But I was doing that. The same time as them.
Yeah, so these type of things. But I managed to get them talk my other
so
half.
So did you know, as from that moment on, then you decided at least whatever I'm in court in future, I'm making sure I'm first.
Oh yeah, or last.
It's paid for you.
Oh yeah, first. Sorry,
paid,
yeah.
It's paid for you. Yeah. To be fair, it's
next,
worth
I'm never going out with a fella riding a bike again unless his name is Euripides. Euripides Zangoza or something. I have to find a lad like that. But I've talked my other half into essentially buying the scooter. You know,
which is quite
together.
A feat considering she doesn't even drive.
Exactly. She doesn't even have a license.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
She literally thought she saw it as some sort of future investment.
Yeah.
But by the time she learns to drive and gets her various kind of stuff in order, you'll have sold the bike. You'd have traded it in for something else.
Yeah, for, I don't know. So,
I'm bored with that now.
Yeah, bored with that.
I was thinking of getting a skateboard.
But she chose the colour and all, of course. So
yeah.
It's a very sort of funny peppermint green with a beige seat. So
the beige seat is...
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think that might be what lets you down.
Yeah, I know. Everybody keeps slagging me over the colour.
I mean, I've got cream interior in my car.
But your car. No, that's lovely. Your car. I've been inside your car.
Yeah.
Jim's car is like...
Yeah, by the way, when he says he was inside my car, I wasn't there at the time and I hadn't given him permission. He just broke in.
I know, but I was working for the guards. They said, can you get his aunt on drive-by, Jimmy? I says, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. I think he still has the revolver in the glove box, but it wasn't there.
That is completely untrue. Can I just point that out? I was never known as drive-by Jimmy or known to the Gardaí.
Yeah, right, says me. Jim's car is amazing because it's like you've got that. It's something. It's that lovely colour. It's all an off-white colour.
Yeah.
Whereas my beige seat, it looks. It's more like hamster skin. It's like they.
Hamster skin.
Yeah, it's like they laid out 100 hamsters and flattened them.
Have you shaved hamsters in order to know what a hamster skin colour is? Normally they're quite furry.
Yeah.
Often one of those, just shaving this hamster there to
hamster
see what,
leather.
See what sort of colour he is underneath.
Imagine that. Imagine the animal rights activists. Where'd you get that jacket? It's lovely. 100% pure hamster skin. 300 of the little fuckers I took to make that jacket. I had a matching beret at home. Here's PJ Gallagher wearing his hamster skin beret.
Right. So we thought we should worry about getting banned in China. Jesus. Come here. I tell you what, before we get ourselves into more trouble, I'll give you a few best bits really from during the week on the show. That could get us into more trouble, Bill. We were talking about something that was very close to my heart, because it's not close to my head. Was balding. Apparently I am an endangered species.
You
I
are.
Am like your hamster skin.
Yeah.
I am an endangered species. I will not be around for very much longer.
No, so we need to appreciate you while we can.
That's what I'm saying. So if like me, you're follically challenged, listen up if you missed the story during the week. That's on the way. Also, it was the end of an era. We couldn't believe this, but if you were somebody who ever thought that what you'd love to do is jet off to Vegas and get married by an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
You'd want to hurry up.
You have about a month left to do it.
Yeah, apparently it's all coming to an end. So we were chatting about that. Also, funnily enough, on the subject of love, you know, we didn't just restrict the conversation to human love.
Not at all.
Now,
no.
I just want to be clear. When I say, you know, I wasn't talking about interspecies carry on.
Oh, no. It's pure bovine on bovine, which is totally normal.
Bovine on bovine.
Yeah. Livestock love, yeah.
I'm sure that's acceptable. Anyway, listen, there's a cow Tinder out there, basically, which we had a chat about. And also, we were talking about, there was a bit of nostalgia going on with the kind of kids' beliefs, things that when you were a kid, whether somebody had spoofed you up or you just kind of, I don't know, inherited a belief somehow about some weird stuff.
The weird stuff, things, silly little things you believe when you're a child.
Yeah.
But it sort of led us to things that were quite menacing that you might have believed as a child.
Yeah, or may have been inflicted upon you. Anyway, listen, have a listen, and we'll talk to you in a few.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Often on this show, as you know, we've cast PJ Gallagher in the role of love guru. We've held him up there as the sort of, you know, as the love doctor. And it turns out, look, we all need love.
We do.
Even if you don't have opposable thumbs and you live in a field.
You do. And cows need love too. And of course, we need cows. And if there ain't no cow love, there ain't no cow products.
If there ain't no no love like cow love.
Yes, that's your show.
Said many a farmer.
Many a farmer. And now they have new technology. And this is actually fantastic. And it's being used already by about 4,000 farmers in Ireland alone.
Right.
And it's tinder for cows.
Wow. So it's it matches a farmer to a cow.
No, you dirty fecker. No, it matches a bull to a cow.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
So you match it. See, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was for the buying purposes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, no, it's for actual.
Oh, no, no. Oh,
you mean
yeah.
actual cow love.
Oh, sorry, now I know what you mean. You meant like online buying. No, it's actual cow love. So you match a bull with a lady cow. And the two of them make baby cows.
Right.
And because you want to get the best quality baby cows you can, you try and look for the best quality of each, if you know what I mean.
Oh
this is, you know, it's a Dublin lad explaining this. I'm lady cows and baby cows. So this is how, but it's a real thing, and it's
So this is cow Tinder.
Cow Tinder, yeah, and it's already in use. It's technology that delivers very serious economic, social, and environmental benefits. They say it's called Vista Milk's research. Vista Milk are the company that make it, and it helps with the breeding programs. And because you know you don't want too much interbreeding with herds and all of this kind of carry on. I just love the idea of cow Tinder. I just think it's amazing.
Yeah. That, would the farmer allow the cow or the bull to have any input? Like, would he be standing there at the side of the field with his phone going,
swiping right.
What do you think of her?
Murr.
All right, okay. Like her, do you? I'll go that way, so will I?
Yeah, put the two of them. Imagine the phone calls between the farmers ringing each other and all.
I have a bull there. He liked the picture of Sally. Well, Sally, what are the interests? If you're going, well, she likes long walks.
Yeah.
Cow pads.
Grass. Big into our grass.
Big into the grass. Likes a bit of corn. Mm. Not too fond of sheep.
Yeah. And what's his prospects? Oh, he's got a fine big field.
Yeah.
And you want to see the horns on him?
Yeah, huge horns on him. And he gets on with all the other lads. They make a great family. I think,
Oh, no, I can vouch for this lad. I know him well.
Yeah, imagine. It'd be great the old chats they'd have.
Yeah.
And then put the two of them together. It's like arranged marriages, you know.
They put pictures up and all.
Yes.
So, and do they do the same thing that humans do on Tinder and, like, obviously try and make it look, you know, like they have a great lifestyle? Like, would it be
a cow standing in his
big field there?
A cow there standing in a big field.
Showing off his road frontage.
Yeah, flexing his muscles like he's in the gym.
Yeah,
like,
exactly,
holding a big fish.
Yeah, leaning one hoof. Leaning one hoof on the fence or whatever, you know.
On the cobblestone wall, yeah.
Giving it the big up.
Yeah.
Or pretending he likes dogs and cats and things.
And then you see her lying in the grass with a big bra with holding up her six ditties.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Baldy Tony, if you're still listening, listen up, brother.
Because
we are in for a totally different future.
You really are. Well, I don't know if you'll quite make it, to be honest with you. And this isn't even an age gag.
That's typical of you. Give with one hand, take away with the other.
As the paper headline says, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Because they reckon there will be a cure for baldness. They're working on it and it's happening. They've figured out a pattern of progression, is what you might say, that they can almost tell to the date when there will no longer be baldies walking on the face of the earth.
Oh my God. And so I'm about to become a rarity.
Yes. So by the year 2138.
Ah, for God's sake.
A mere 116 years from now, Jim, you will be not
hair
bald
suit.
Anymore.
Hair yeah. suit. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
116
years, yeah.
And can you not speed it up, no?
No, apparently not, no. But luckily for you, you don't need it sped up. Because apparently celebrities have been breaking the stigma of baldness for a long time now. They credit Wayne Rooney as being one of the front runners. Of
what?
Yeah, because he
Wayne
got
Rooney?
Yeah, because he got a hair transplant and he did all that sort of stuff. And
I thought you meant they were embracing the baldness.
No.
You mean turning back the tide?
Oh, come on, Jim. It's nothing to be proud of. it's nothing to be proud of. I mean, what I don't know is why they haven't managed to figure out. Because a lot of baldy men I know, like yourself, Jim, have a lot of hair elsewhere. Like, why they haven't worked out taking a bit of skin off your back and stapling that onto the head? You know, you'd have a full bush.
Yeah.
Like, in a matter of weeks, you'd be flying, you know what I mean?
An in-body transplant.
Yeah, now it would have to grow, it would grow fairly, you wouldn't be able to brush it, you know. You have quite a big afro there.
No, and you would need a strimmer to cut it.
Yeah, you'd have. Yeah, it wouldn't be a barber or anything like
that. Not at all. No, no. You'd have to get in a full horticulturalist, full landscaper.
Or those Turkish lads that set fire to your the bits that stick out. You know them fellas.
Oh my God! So really, I think the message I would take from that is that we baldies should be celebrated because we're. In fact, we could actually be put on. You know the way they have those endangered lists.
You're becoming extinct.
Becoming extinct.
You are. You're becoming.
I'm going the way of the platypus, duck-billed platypus.
The dodo.
And the dodo. I shouldn't have mentioned dodo. That's going to end up living with me for a while. But anyway, I'm literally on the endangered species
list.
You are.
You're officially the white rhinoceros of radio. There's not many of you. And you're going to be... They're running out of you.
This
you
know? Is not going well for me at all.
That's
white
you.
White rhinoceros now of radio.
You are right. The white rhinoceros. You are the Siberian tiger of the airwaves.
That sounds nicer now. That sounds cool. You know, leave like the old silverback gorillas and the white rhinoceroses, Elvis. Oh, saber-toothed tiger.
That's true. The toothless tiger. Not many of them are elves. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
That's shocking, carry on. We should be celebrated anyway. Then there should be...
You should.
How long have we got left? 116 years.
And like, well, let's
so
face it.
So how old will I be then? 160. I'd be only 169.
Yeah, you'll be a fossil by then.
Full head of hair.
You'll be a fossil on the rock. But look, let's face it. We have to embrace the positives here.
Right.
The last time we lost the dinosaurs, no one got to meet them. This time, ladies and gentlemen, we're living with a true dinosaur, Jim McCabe, and the other baldies who are going to be extinct soon. So enjoy
them.
Enjoy the baldies while they last. Yeah.
Celebrate them.
Exactly.
It's 116 years. Because it's going to come that point when somebody, there'll be a crossover point where somebody will be the last people to be able to say they knew bald people then.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Like, they'll be able to turn around and go, yeah, no, like, it'll be actually living history.
It will.
They'll be able to say, I believe it or not, when I was a kid, there was a bald lad on Air Street.
And there'll be no way. It says, yeah. They put him down eventually because his head was emitting so much light, it was affecting global warming, they'll be saying. And we couldn't be dealing with it. That's what they'll be saying. Yeah.
Jim, I think, was his name.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I need to ask you how you got on Friday, because somebody was at, Mary was on asking about how you got on with your babysitting.
Exactly,
encounter.
Yeah. It was a doddle. And so many people are disappointed. It was a doddle.
So you've sussed it now, this parenting business.
No problem. There's nothing to it.
Why people moan about it?
I don't even know what's
ridiculous.
Nothing to it.
Well-behaved
kids. They sat there, me and one of the younger lads, he's into football. We watched the Neymar documentary together.
Right.
Some of those episodes there on Netflix. And the young one, she just sat in the corner with the dog, doing whatever they do on iPad things. And then the other lad, I didn't see him at all. The older one, he just was in his room watching Stranger Things the whole time. And then sent them all to bed with half-hour intervals.
So you put some of our old-school style stuff to good use. You actually just let the television look after them for the evening.
Brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely. Brilliant. Magnificent. Well done, you. So now you feel you've got a good insight into... It's a kind of kid mentality now,
yeah,
that's it.
Definitely, no problem.
You didn't spoof them up with anything, though. No. You didn't go telling them stupid lies to take home to
their
parents.
I missed a trick. I should have,
You should have done, yeah.
Yeah, because people... There's actually this great website, right? It's called iusedtobelieve.com.
Right.
Where people are going and putting in all the things that they used to believe when they were kids. You know, the stupid things that we believed.
Yeah, so, and probably stuff that, you know... Older brothers and stuff.
I told you were true. Yeah. And then you went, no way. And you didn't find out maybe till you were an adult in some cases.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the one I used to believe that kidney beans were actual little kidneys of small animals. Someone told him that kidney beans were actual kidneys of small animals. I didn't realise that they weren't. They were just vegetables, if you know what I mean. Or beans, not vegetables.
I mean, I quite like kidney beans, but I mean, it's kind of weird. Like, I could imagine people getting confused between, say, kidney beans and gallstones.
Yeah, I know.
I suffer terrible with the kidney beans.
Yeah,
do you? Oh, it must be shocking. Can you not get them lasered? No.
No, you have to weed them out. Unfortunately, it's the only way to get it on. But you know, and then there's the ones like someone's grandfather told him, this is an old one, I think, that people have said to kids, black and white cows make plain milk, brown cows make chocolate milk. And if the cow is a bit red, it does a strawberry milk.
Wasn't there a story that a huge percentage of Americans
still believe it? Like a huge percentage. Yeah. Like 33% of Americans or something like that.
Chocolate milk comes from brown cow.
Still think that, yeah. Oh, and whipped cream comes from whipping the cow.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. So another one from an American saying that they used to live in condominiums, but used to walk around thinking they were called condoms. So she was telling everyone she lived in the condom over the road.
Oh my God.
If you know what I mean. But the thing is, I'm reading these, right?
Yeah.
And they're very sort of innocent and simple. Like, you know, like my Elfla, you know, in Clontarf.
Yeah.
And you look over Clontarf and you look in and you can see the docks and the port and all that in the seafront.
Yeah.
My dad told me that was Disneyland. And I was there, I believe that. For like a couple of years. I remember looking at the window and being so sad that I was so close, but yet so far from Disneyland. And I'd see it on the television and I'd be like, can we go? And he goes, no, you can't. That's only for good boys. I was like, ah, jabbers.
So, yeah. And what was the reason? What, like, why did he tell you couldn't go?
Because it was only just that's the other Disneyland over there. Yeah. Yeah, you have the visas and all. And you have to get a plane. Or a boat. They can't afford it.
Unbelievable. That's a shocker.
And then,
so literally teasing with it, it's just over there.
Just there,
one
over there.
One day, PJ.
One of these days, if you work hard, you can go to Disneyland in your 50s. I've definitely told you this story where a friend of mine, he ate the raw jelly. Do you remember years ago when we were kids, you'd eat the raw jelly out of the packs?
Right.
Do you remember
you
that?
You mean like the blocks, the square blocks, things, yeah, that you were supposed to melt down or whatever?
Yeah, and you'd always eat them. Like that was a treat back when we were ridiculously young.
Right.
And he ate the raw jelly again. Right, he was always at it. I says, wait till your father gets home. And I tell him, you're after eating the raw jelly. Right. Yeah. And dad came home, used to work in Guinness, very serious man. And he says, Pat's after eating the jelly. He goes, Jesus. And he picks up the phone, right, and pretended he was on the phone. He goes, hello, Beaumont Hospital, please. Put me through to the jelly department. And right, and then and the mag, and he's standing there going, and he goes, what do I do? Yeah, he's at, and the full block, that's right, yeah. He ate the full block of jelly. Oh my God, it's that serious, is it? Oh, good God. And he told him that he has to go into the room with all the lights off and lie on his back and not move, because if the jelly sets, he'll die.
Oh, and this is father told him.
Yeah,
that.
And he was lying there in the dark with tears rolling down into his ears, thinking, "If I die, everyone's going to remember me as a greedy boy."
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
We were talking about the cow tinder thing earlier on, right? And the whole love thing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, when it comes to love, PJ, sadly, it's the end of an era. It appears.
Yeah.
Sad news in the papers this morning.
Sad news that the Elvis impersonators of Las Vegas will be no more. Believe it or not, the little white chapels that are littered all around Sin City,
yeah,
where people have been tying the knot for generations now at this stage, decades anyway. Well, the estate of Elvis Presley, the actual, you know, people who control the image and the imaging rights,
yeah,
they're now saying they're going to clamp down and there will no longer be any Elvis impersonators working in those chapels, and they'll have a license. And
amount of people over the years that have gone to Vegas and gotten married by an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah.
I mean, like, literally, that's what Vegas is synonymous with.
I know, that's what it is.
Some people go and gamble, but they're only mad.
They're mad people. They can't win. At least with marriage, you've got a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, but that's like, and so previously, I assume these people never ever had to turn around.
It was never a thing.
Pay a dividend or anything.
Not at all. It was a free for all on the image of Elvis. You could do what you wanted. You could put on your jumpsuits. You could choose the Elvis of which era you wanted to be, provided your waistline matched the job. You could do anything like that. Yeah. And now it's all no more. They're really clamping down on it. I feel sorry for the Elvis impersonators. They've been making a living doing it for years and years. And now,
would you say Elvis is the most impersonated?
Without any shadow of a doubt.
Everybody thinks they can do an Elvis. It's a bit like a Bond. Elvis and James Bond, everybody thinks they can kind of do it. Everybody has a line or something that, you know, most people just go, uh-huh.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it,
isn't it? That's that's most people's Elvis.
Yeah.
I now pronounce you.
It's like when anybody does a Bond, all they ever go is Money Penny. That's it. That's all they say.
Yeah, I know. I can't even do that. But it's gas. Like, if you're an Elvis impersonator now, you're suddenly going to find yourself unemployed. What does an Elvis impersonator do? They're all going to be Shaken Stevens impersonators, and there's no money in that. Like, it's not as if you can just give up the gig. Imagine going back to plumbing or something. You're ringing your man. Imagine it. Me jacks are stuck.
Have you tried flushing it? Flush it twice. I'll come around there and see if I can get jiggy with your J tubes.
Or whatever their part of a toilet is, you know.
Yeah. Elvis impersonation was never going. There was never going to be a future in it for you.
Not really, though.
It's just the idea. You mentioned it, Shakin' Stevens. The idea that you'd ring up and go, "How much for the Elvis impersonator wedding?" And they'd give you the price. And go, oh God, it's been, what's? Do you have anything less than? I could do you a Shakin' Stevens.
I could do you a Shakin' Stevens. Yeah.
There's a grand piano. It's playing hot.
Yeah. That'd be gas though.
I feel sorry for them, obviously. But terrible thing, like, if you've made your living, made your career,
and
your
livelihood
out of impersonating Elvis and marrying people. Now, do they actually do the marrying, or do they actually?
I know they do. Yeah,
you do. They just stand there going, "Love me tender."
I know they do the whole,
"Hey, how's it going, Mimmy? You two look like a funky couple." Heavenly Billy.
That's not the Elvis either, is it?
Why did they bring the Flintstones?
I can't do an Elvis, man. I'm really trying.
That's amazing.
I'm really trying.
Wow.
I can't do it.
What is that, man?
What the hell are you doing? imagine asking for an Elvis impersonator to marry you, and you end up with, "How are you doing?" And then pronounce you, "Man,
love me tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Look at me blue suede Wellingtons."
Man, we have got to get in. That's our new enterprise.
That's it. Yeah,
we are going to launch the Jake Stevens wedding ceremony.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we'll rock up and we'll marry you in a civil
ceremony,
action, whatever it's called,
using Elvis sort of sayings. Yeah,
yeah. Or even Jake things. You know, do you take you?
Yeah, that's it. How about you, you dirty old hound dog? I suppose you're going to take her to the Heartbreak Hotel for a little bit of.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
There you go, folks. Some of the best bits from Jordan the week. It was a good old week, actually, wasn't it?
It was a good old week.
Sometimes I think that you head into a show wondering, with a challenge to yourself as to how many potentially rude or controversial things you can say in the space of four hours.
I honestly do my best not to do that. I honestly do. But then sometimes it's irresistible.
Yeah.
And you're like that fella in school. Do you remember? This is Drive-By Jimmy, right? He's like the lad in school that, you know, he'd be there going, "Come on, I dare you." And then you do something stupid and you get thrown out. And Drive-By Jimmy's there with a straight face going, "I don't know why you did that."
I warned him, sir. Yeah. I told him not to do it.
And you've got one of those laughs that I love hearing. You know that way? I love hearing. So I take risks to try and make it happen.
Oh my God, you certainly do. I'm amazed. I assume it's because nobody involved in the actual sort of management of the place ever listens.
To the podcast?
To anything.
Oh, jeepers, I hope not. If they ever do, can you imagine? Imagine being sacked retrospectively. Imagine the list. Imagine the list, him reading out the list.
Joe something, it'd be like your court appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like if you were up in front of the judge now and they were listing out all the things you've said on air.
Imagine, yeah. You refer to a cow jiddies wearing a bra? Yes. Imagine, did you say that Drive-By Jimmy had something funny in his pocket? Yes.
The list of charges against you
would be an awful trouble.
It's amazing, actually, because when you think about all your time in stand-up and everything, right, and that it's actually funny. I think we've only ever done it once each, coincidentally. Where we've maybe let a bold word slip on the radio.
Yeah, we definitely both done it.
I'm trying to think what it was that sparked you.
I was talking about me dad when I did it.
Yeah.
And I said,
you dropped an F-bomb.
I dropped an F-bomb, yeah. And I was, oh, Jesus.
And the classic is, right, if anybody else did it, you know, they'd be outraged, they'd be kind of like shocked in Clontarf and be writing in or whatever.
Yeah.
And all you got was a load of people sending in laughy emojis going, fair play to you, PJ.
Yeah, I know, whereas if you did it, it'd be different. But then again, I suppose you probably shot half the relatives. So.
I have never committed a murder in my life.
Yeah, allegedly. I'd like to say that.
Hey, says the man who goes around shaving hamsters for his cars. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I've got a good... So I've got some hamster pants if anybody wants them. Great for comfort and spicy bedroom business.
Yeah. I have nothing more to say. I'm leaving now.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.